Congress went back to work today after an unexpected four-day break for Hurricane Isabel. It's the first day of work since President Bush's formal request for $87 billion arrived at the Capitol, money for Iraq, Afghanistan, and related operations. Today, the administration began its sales effort in earnest. The top U.S. civilian administrator flew in from Baghdad to testify before the Senate Appropriations Committee about the non-military portions of the request. Ambassador L. Paul Bremer told the senators the money is essential to sustaining the U.S. presence in Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
There's already a consensus in Congress that the $66 billion portion of the request that's earmarked for the U.S. military will be approved without much debate. But to Ambassador Bremer fell the much tougher task today of selling Congress on the rest of that money, the more than $20 billion the president wants for rebuilding Iraq. Bremer warned senators that not providing that money could have serious consequences.
We cannot simply pat the Iraqis on the back, tell them they are lucky to be rid of Saddam, and ask them to go find their place in a global market to compete without the tools of competition. To do so would invite economic collapse, followed by political extremism and a return to terrorism.
Still, lawmakers from both parties have suggested that it might be easier to consider the $20 billion for reconstruction separately from the money for military operations. But Bremer said the president considers his request to be indivisible.
Of course, the Senate should have whatever debate it needs to have on the supplemental, but I think it would be a mistake to separate parts of these out. This is extremely urgent. We need to get this $20 billion going quickly.
Republicans on the panel were generally supportive of Bremer and the president's request. Chairman Ted Stevens of Alaska pledged his full support for rebuilding Iraq's shattered infrastructure.
The nexus between support for our troops and ongoing reconstruction efforts in Iraq, for me, is undeniable. The sooner a new Iraqi government is formed and effectively functions, the quicker our soldiers, sailors, and all Americans can come home.
Committee Democrats were far more critical. Vermont's Patrick Leahy told Bremer that Americans, including members of Congress, have been hit by sticker shock in Iraq.
I want to know how much it's going to cost, when the Iraqis can take over. I don't think we can drift along spending more than $1 billion a week with no plan, no timetable. So are you going to be back here next year asking for another $25 or $50 billion?
Well, Senator, the amount we're asking for here represents what we think is urgently needed now and for immediate needs, and we don't anticipate coming back for another supplemental of this magnitude.
West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd called the $87 billion funding request eye-popping. He pointed out to Bremer that more than $2 billion were to be used to repair Iraq's oil industry.
Should oil receipts be used for that purpose?
Senator, I think the problem is that the oil receipts are simply not there. There are not going to be any excess oil receipts before 2005. So it simply is not an option.
Such questions are likely to continue throughout the week as Bremer goes before five other congressional panels. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz will also be testifying at other hearings. And Democrats say while they may end up approving the entire supplemental funding request, they'll first put plenty of heat on the administration for how it's handled Iraq. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.